Connecting the Pieces.
My name is Jay Johnson. Looking around, with a worried look on her face, the young girl shuffled from hut to hut, holding her dear cat, while wincing as the bombs go off around her. Flames are atop one of the bombed-out hut's roofs, although the young girl seems not to notice. Screaming is heard in the background as an ooh-wah siren starts to go off. She makes it across the burning bridge, and all seems to be well. That's right. All of this was the work of Albanian terrorists that had just started a war and who may or may not have a nuclear briefcase situated on the border near Canada. Now, if you're asking yourself what is going on, you might remember this scene from the classic 1997 movie, Wag the Dog. In that movie, there were no Albanian terrorists, there was no war, and a girl was running around on a soundstage with a big blue screen behind her, while a group of men were telling her what to do. And oh, she was holding a bag of chips because they couldn't find a cat. And that, dear listeners, is where our story begins this week. Now, this has been a massive week for real news. Now, some weeks are full of important news, but just because mainstream media is talking about some particular topic, that doesn't make it news, or even important. Most of that is just blah, blah, blah. This week, however, was important for so many reasons and on so many levels. There are so many elements to be discussed here, and in between the BS and the smoke and the mirrors and the maybe this or maybe that lies the truth, or at least what remains of it. The chapter of this story really begins back in the transition period between the outgoing Obama administration and the incoming Trump administration. Throughout Trump's campaign, he had repeatedly mentioned that he didn't take what the U.S. intelligence agencies told him to be the gospel truth. As a result, in a simply amazing and bizarre interview back in early January, the Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said, President-elect Donald Trump is being really dumb by taking on the intelligence community and its assessments on Russia's cyber activities. That's right. Apparently, the senator feels that the president should do what the intelligence services want and not the other way around. In fact, in that interview, the senator upped the ante when he said, let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. That's right. The senator seemingly threatened the president of the United States. Of course, no one in the media seemed to bat an eye at this, and on the face of it, history books will probably record it as such, that this might be the opening shot of an internal war between the deep state and the common, everyday working man. Just as a quick reminder, the so-called Russian hacking activities in question are mostly centered on Hillary Clinton, private emails, and her eventually defeat at the ballot box. WikiLeaks more than likely played a massive role in convincing just enough people to vote against her, and so the question is, where did WikiLeaks get its information? Well, let's not forget that as The Sun reported, ex-British Ambassador Craig Murray, who worked as a UK diplomat for Uzbekistan, alleges information was handed over in a secret meeting in Washington in September. That's right. Specifically, the ex-ambassador noted that neither of the leaks came from the Russians. The source had legal access to the information. The documents came from inside leaks, not hacks. He continued the leakers were motivated because they were disgusted at corruption in Clinton's foundation and how Bernie Sanders had been sidelined for Hillary to be the nominee. In fact, in the Daily Mail, he specifically talked about how he flew to America, was handed the documents in a park, and flew to the UK with them. That's it. No hacking. No Russians. Just a person working inside the Clinton machine that saw their dirty deeds and was sickened by the corrupt Democrat Party and decided to take a stand. Now, the key takeaway here is that Craig Murray, who may or may not be telling the truth, was never given his day in American media. In fact, media never attempted to vet his story simply because, well, it doesn't fit into their anti-Trump, anti-Russian narrative. Now fast forward to this week, and U.S. News reported that counterintelligence investigators are probing communications between President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor and Russian officials. Agents with the FBI, CIA, National Security Agency, and Treasury Department are reportedly focusing on a series of telephone conversations that occurred on December 29, 2016, between Michael Flynn, a retired general, and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. That's right, finally, a Russian connection. However, several things should be remembered here. Number one, Michael Flynn was and has been inside the intelligence world for a very, very long time. More than 30 years, to be exact. In fact, he was head of the Military Intelligence Agency, the DIA. And with this in mind, it's probably safe to say that the guy might know a thing or two about how spies work and what is and isn't possible regarding intelligence gathering capabilities. Number two, he probably knows what the law is, and number three, the sources are quoted by the Washington Post and the New York Times as being anonymous. That's right, they were pulling the strings behind the scene of what some may call an influence campaign. You say just enough to lead people in a certain direction. In fact, At the end of the day, NPR reported that a current U.S. intelligence official told NPR's Mary Louise Kelly that there was no evidence of criminal wrongdoing in the transcripts of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's conversations with the Russian ambassador. That's right. There's literally nothing to see here, folks. The guy didn't do anything wrong. And yet, he's guilty, according to mainstream media. Which leaves us with a question. Who are the guilty ones here? Well, Breitbart wrote that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said that those who leaked the contents of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's phone calls belong in jail. Nunes continued by saying that's 9 leakers that all belong in jail. Those 9 people broke the law, clearly, by leaking classified information to anybody. And that is how we get to the crux of the matter. The overreaching arm of the intelligence services, which really shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone, considering back in 2014, the Wall Street Journal noted that an investigation found CIA improperly accessed Senate computers. That's right, the CIA hacked the U.S. Senate's computers and no one really cared. In the movie Wag the Dog, the PR spin master didn't see the eventual truth coming out as a hindrance. In fact, he just saw it as the start of the next chapter to be built upon. Echoing Joseph Goebbels' belief that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. As the world continues to watch the spectacle that is the Trump train, many are left wondering what the heck is going on. Is Donald Trump reminiscent of the great U.S. presidents of the past that attempted to correct the course that America was on? Will the truth eventually set him free? Or is he really a Russian spy? So, what do you think, dear listeners? In Soviet America, does the CIA wag you?